Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Daily game of real or fake in just a couple of minutes here, Woods. First, though, as we mentioned earlier, a big day in baseball for a number of reasons. Opening of the international signing window, also the day in which players and teams exchange salary numbers for arbitration. A lot of times you see in the week leading up to this day a number of agreements. So they don't even have to give the numbers out.
Yeah.
You know what? There can be hard feelings. Like, really? That's the lowball offer you're giving me? Or, really? That guy thinks he's worth that much money?
Right.
So you get an agreement done before you even get to this process. Now, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to arbitration when you exchange the numbers. They can continue to negotiate, but now you've basically got brackets. It's not going to go any lower than the team offer because that's the minimum the player will make. It's not going to go any higher than the player offer. That's the most he can make. You'll have to meet somewhere in between, whether it's 50-50 or leaning slightly one way or the other. But there hasn't been many of those deals this week. And I wonder, is that a function of the pandemic, that players are just a little kind of unsure, teams are unsure of where they need to go in terms of these offers?
Well, the other thing is it's hard looking at a 60-game season to really extrapolate what somebody's worth.
That's
you know,
point.
And that's one of the things that's been kind of a sticking in, you know, kind of a fly in the ointment, Ben, is you look at it and go, well, I mean, you had seven starts or eight starts if you're a pitcher, you know, I mean, it's that makes it difficult to judge what they earn. And the player's like, hey, not my fault.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Tommy Pham and I go to arbitration with the Padres, my side is basically saying, you throw out the 2020 season.
Right.
It was short. It was pandemic. An injury, you can't even make an assessment. I mean, if we had gone on, I was just hitting my stride in the playoffs.
Yeah, you saw me in the playoffs.
I could have had 100 more games where I would have hit 280 with, you know, 20 bombs. I would have had a great season. Throw that year out the window. And if you're the Padres, you're going,
nah,
we can't give you a big raise. I mean, you barely
played
it all for us last year.
What
you know?
Nightmare.
So,
is that true that A.J. Preller has never gone to ARB with anybody?
I don't believe they've ever done that with A.J. Preller. They've always reached an agreement.
Always reached an agreement.
Not they've exchanged figures.
Sure.
Before, but they've never actually gone to that courtroom or wherever it is, you know, arbitration hearing room, conference room, where they actually have the hearing, which can get kind of, you know, it's not that pleasant from what I've been told.
Well, from what we read when Trevor Bauer did it, I mean, of course, he's going to be open and honest about everything. And tell you that, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And he said it gets gnarly. Like, he said it gets very, very uncomfortable for the player. And then that's kind of the goal, is to drive the price down. Glad we don't have to go to ARB.
Yeah. And now, you look at the DJ LeMahieu deal. 6 years, $90 million.
Yep.
It's longer than I expected, but maybe less dollars per year than I would have imagined.
Will Middlebrooks.
$15 million a year.
$15 million a year. Will Middlebrooks came out and tweeted, wow, team-friendly deal much? And, you know, that I think players get upset about those. You know, they get upset about the team-friendly deal. But 6 years, 15 per for a guy like DJ LeMay, who's 32.
I'd say the Yankees are definitely getting a deal the next two or three seasons. I don't necessarily think the Yankees are getting a deal. When he's 35, 36, 37, and still making $15 million a year, come back, you know, Will Middlebrooks, and tell me then, is that really a team-friendly deal at that point?
But if you get like the batting champion for $15 million and you win a World Series in the next 3 years,
it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's worth it. Absolutely. And you pay those last – if there's declining production, which we see a lot in baseball when they get to that age. But he's a machine. That's why they call him the machine. He's a machine.
Also, the international signing window opening up. And remember, Woods, this was basically part of the way the Padres have built this roster.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of the trades they made were of players they signed on the international market that – became valuable in their minor league system. You know, they ended up ranked in the, you know, Baseball America top minor leaguers, top 100. And this is the capital that the Padres have used to acquire players like Yu Darvish in particular, but other players as well. And the architect of the Padres' international strategy under A.J. Preller, Chris Kemp, is going to join us here in our next segment, a little late guest edition.
What?
This morning. Yeah, you didn't even know about this.
I had no idea.
Yes, I am breaking news only to our listeners, our tier ones, but also to Woods here, that was a little late ad that we just got news from the Padres that Chris Kemp
is
going to be able to join us. You were in the bathroom, always are.
Weird.
During our breaks.
I drink a lot of water. What do you want?
I'm sorry.
To be healthy.
You miss good stuff. So, Chris Kemp, in just a couple of minutes, you know, it's
nice job.
I'm going to ask him about it, but I saw him speaking earlier. It's tough. You know, you sign these guys,
yeah.
You develop them for years.
You love them, man.
You want to see them make the Padres, and all of a sudden they're a piece in a deal to bring in Yu Darvish. It's like, that's tough. That's your life's work right there.
But ultimately, you know what it means? It means he did his job.
He did.
I mean, that means you do your job. You can't, if you sign a bunch of guys that nobody wants and don't make the Padres, you're not very good at your job, but – if you sign a bunch of kids that come up and they work their tails off and they're valued and there may not be a spot for them at the Padres big league level, you've absolutely done your job.
All right, so Chris Kemp joining us in just a moment.
Nice.
First, though, let's play today's game of Real or Fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods.
You can go plow through another donut.
It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
All right, January's prize package is entry into our grand prize drawing for a Vegas getaway. It includes a private pod at the Westgate Superbook, the largest sports book in the world, a $250 food and beverage credit, and a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Legendary Vegas fun. Woodsy, our contestant this morning is Jerry. Good morning, Jerry.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing good.
All right, all you need is 4 correct out of 7, and we'll put your name into the drawing for the grand prize. As you may have heard earlier, Penske Lincoln and La Mesa is a new Tier 1 partner of mine and the Ben and Woods Show. So let's get to know a little bit more about the fleet. Today on Real or Fake, I will name a model.
Look at you.
You tell me if it is a real Lincoln or a fake I've invented for the purposes of our game.
And for the purposes of kissing your new sponsor's
ass. Yeah,
it is
absolutely for those purposes. Jerry, it is up to you. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Round 1, the Lincoln Endurance, real or fake? Jerry.
Ooh. I'm going to say real.
Oh, I'm clever in coming up with these real-sounding names. That's 0 for 1, Jerry, but we've had a lot of comeback wins this week. Round 2, Jerry,
okay.
The Lincoln Corsair, real or fake?
Ooh, I just saw a commercial. That's real.
Yes, it is absolutely real. Very good, Jerry. That is 1 point for you. All right, round 3, Jerry. The Lincoln Kingston, real or fake?
I say fake.
It is fake. There's 2 points for Jerry. Jerry is hot. All right, round 3. The Lincoln Sentinel, Real or fake, Jerry?
That's real.
Sentinel.
No. Oh!
Made that one up. All right, two right, two wrong, three rounds to go. You need two more correct to win the prize. The Lincoln Navigator, real or fake, Jerry?
That's real.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Lincoln Navigator. Gorgeous vehicle. Gorgeous vehicle. All right, that's three correct. One more, and you are a winner, Jerry. Here we go.
All right.
The Lincoln Nautilus, real or fake, Jerry?
Oh, crud. My first gut was fake.
That's real. Oh, my God. We have gone to round seven.
Game seven.
Every week, I think every day this week, we have gone to game seven. All right, so you need this one correct, Jerry, for all the marbles, real or fake.
All right.
A Lincoln Aviator, real or fake. You always ask Woods for help, too.
Did you say an Aviator?
Aviator. Aviator with an A.
Oh, Aviator. Lincoln Aviator. Fake.
You can ask me, by the way.
Jerry. All right. Well, sorry, Jerry. You didn't win today. However, you can call in again and try your luck next week. Appreciate it. No winners as we play Real or Fake.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone will be a winner, though, at Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Ah, so elegant. Just the refinement of those vehicles.
We have an issue. Brandon says the Lincoln Sentinel was a real car.
Was it?
It was a concept car from the 90s. So the Lincoln Sentinel does exist, sort of. Oh, boy.
I totally just made that up off the top of my head.
You get sued by Jerry.
Crazy.
Maybe
that
we just qualify Jerry. Just qualify him.
All right. Jerry, you want to call back? Technicality.
On a technicality.
On a technicality.
Thank you,
Brandon. You can get your information to Paul. Lincoln Sentinel existed?
Yeah.
A
concept car in the 90s, Brandon.
No idea.
Not a big car guy.
I should be naming cars.
I
have an innate
ability.
Gift. For car model names.
Well, I think the Lincoln and you is a perfect match.
You can tell, basically. I think like a Lincoln.
Yeah, you
think. I think like a Lincoln.
I like it.
All right, Chris Kemp is going to join us next. Padres, it's international signing period time. Hugely busy time for the Padres. This is how they've gotten good, basically. That is coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.